Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban Rebecca. Let's go!
I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
John Dilley, good evening, Mr. John Dilley. How are you?
Hello, darling.
Hello, sweetheart. You got a good one lined up for us tonight, and I barely made it, but we got it going here, buddy.
Well, you're like the global traveler now, man. Chicago, really?
Yeah, I was cutting in and out of traffic, and I didn't think I was going to make the show, but hey, we're here live and well, and it's your baby, and you do your hot thing, and I'm going to go sit over in the corner, and if you need me, just holler.
You got it, man. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Okay, folks, we'll start off our weekly shout-out to the band that makes our intro music possible, the Moonshine Bandits. Love you guys. Check them out on iTunes. But greetings again, everyone, from the DEFCON Sauces compound located deep under a hidden Superfund site here in the chemical-encrusted wastelands of New Jersey. As usual, we have another great guest on deck for the show tonight with another enigmatic guest, once again, from the awesome world of hot sauces. This weekend was a little tad less chaotic than last weekend when I was away for just over 40 hours straight due to a ton of events back-to-back-to-back, including the all-nighter at Dust Brooklyn and the Thrash Bar, serving up a bunch of wings to the dark thrash metal masses. I normally prefer abject chaos, but after last weekend, I need a respite. The Metuchen Market was very good this weekend until it rained. Oh, well. The Chester Market on Sunday was very good as well. Something about sunny and 75s brings out the masses. Also sounds like a Joe Nichols song. Anyway, I'll be at the Allendale, New Jersey Farmers Market this Saturday from 9:30 to 2:30, and the Chester Market Sunday from 10 to 3. Stop on by and say hi. This weekend proves to be a bit less chaotic. Now, I'm going to mention this again because it's less than 2 weeks away. There is a huge outdoor show we will be doing September 5th and September 6th, Friday and Saturday. It's the 18th Annual Chili Pepper Festival in Bowers, Pennsylvania. If you're anywhere close to Pennsylvania this weekend and are a fan of all things hot and spicy, you do not want to miss this amazing event. There are literally hundreds of vendors that flock to this extravaganza from the very well-known manufacturers, the big guys, down to the guys just cutting their teeth into the industry. Aside from the hot and spicy vendors, there's live music, tons of food vendors, pretty much something for everyone. One thing I find totally cool about this show is the fact that in the mornings of the show, I think starting at about 7 a.m., but go to the website to make sure, they actually bus in attendees to the nearby pepper fields, so you can pick as many hot peppers as you want for an insanely low price. They got dozens of different kinds of hot peppers growing in the fields, from the common little jalapeno to the habanero and far beyond that for heat. I suggest getting there early as the pickers descend upon these fields like a biblical locust swarm. But anyway, now this will be our fifth year doing a show, and I'm quite glad it's only 90 minutes away from DEFCON headquarters, as we can drive home and restock, as we usually sell out both days, especially the habanero horseradishes. The show is incredible. We look forward to it more and more each year. There's really nothing like being able to actually meet the manufacturers of your favorite hot and spicy products. If you've never been to something like this, you'll be amazed at how many cool people make up this awesome industry. Admission is just a couple of bucks, and it'll take you all day to peruse the whole show, join the thousands upon thousands that flock to this thing every year. They do it for a reason. For all the info, just go to www.pepperfestival.com. Okay, a quick topic tonight is going to be about hot sauce shows in general. It wasn't more than about 4 years ago. There really weren't that many local hot sauce show venues. You could always have your big venues like the NYC Hot Sauce Expo and in Manhattan, the Zest Fest in Texas, Jungle Jim's Weekend of Fire in Ohio, and one I've read about in ancient tomes located somewhere in New Mexico. Well, since then, there have been a ton of smaller shows popping up all over the place. On the downside, many of the major ones have turned into slightly regional shows, as most companies can't afford to do all the big shows. For one reason, the cost to do each is a lot. But also, many manufacturers have regular 9-to-5 jobs and don't have the vacation time available, like myself. These smaller shows are gaining in popularity very quickly and are less expensive to do and much closer to home. This is kind of a lead-in to our guest tonight. There was a local show a few years ago called Peppers at the Beach. We held at Peppers, a very well-known hot sauce, hot and spicy wholesaler and distributor, when they were located in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. This idea was kind of my own brainchild. Man, just make it one big tailgate party in the parking lot. Each vendor was allowed roughly 10 to 15 feet spot, and most brought grills, so the idea of a huge tailgate party went just as planned. It was really freaking awesome. If you see the videos from the third year, the attendance was fantastic, and the show was was well on its way to becoming a major event. However, the show only lasted for 3 years because Peppers relocated and the show wouldn't fit in their parking lot anymore. But the fact that the show itself exploded in such a short time really opened my eyes to how much people really want events like this locally. I met tonight's guest, Douglas Crane from Dragon's Blood Elixirs, at the first Peppers on the Beach gig. I'm pretty sure it was 2010. He was one of the few vendors that showed up that first year at a show. I think we only had about a dozen vendors that year, but as stated, word quickly spread about the show, and the show exploded into over 70 vendors in only the next 2 years. It became one of the largest hot sauce gatherings on the East Coast at that time. Perhaps one day we can start the show up again, but that's my point. All it takes is an idea and a lot of contact work. If you build it, they will come. Okay, I think it's time to bring on our guest, Douglas Crane from Dragon's Blood Elixirs out of Connecticut. I've known Doug for a few years, and I've been a fellow vendor with him at a number of shows. He's one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet and has a very cool array of products, and we'll get in each and every one of them. Welcome to DEF CON Conversations, Doug. Glad to have you aboard, man.
Hey, thank you, John. Glad you asked me.
Hey, not a problem at all. Now, I've been watching people on Facebook as of late, and you've got a big fan following. You've been called the alchemist by a few, true culinary tinkerer, and all kind of stuff. I would consider that kind of a badge of honor. I mean, are you used to this kind of thing?
I'm not sure that I ever get used to it. I do answer to the hot sauce guy, but it's not something that I planned, and it just seems to have taken off very, very strongly.
Yeah, I mean, you've been really going strong for quite some time now. I do for everybody. I have a couple of questions, and I promise it will be painless. The first question I ask everybody is, what really got you into doing the hot and spicy industry? I mean, it's kind of a strange one for people to kind of peruse.
Now I'm from the restaurant end of the food service business, and I always made hot sauces and salsas and chutneys to go with certain cuisines and certain dishes.
Okay.
So it was something that I had planned. When I retired, I was going to make hot sauce. That was my idea, but it was, it was in the future. Hadn't made any plans. So as some employment changes come about, and so I said, I'm not going to wait. I'm going to jump right in. So I refinanced my house. I started making hot sauce.
Awesome.
I had a year's worth of bill money saved, and I jumped in with both feet.
Man, we've had so many guests on here saying the same thing. If you're going to do this, don't test the water because you're just going to get cold. Dive in head first with your eyes closed and just take life on and see what happens. And
another person said it.
Yep, it is. It most certainly is. And now you have a rather interesting culinary background, as you said. You're on the restaurant side of it. Now, I was reading on your website about the Hyde School in Woodstock. What is that all about?
Okay, that's it's a boarding school that is bills itself as a character school. It's whereas your character and what you learn about yourself is as important as your academic career. And
the
emphasis is to try and get you to take responsibility for yourself. A lot of these kids come from backgrounds and maybe have gotten in some kind of trouble. Gives them a second chance.
Right.
Gives them a third chance. Gave me a second chance. So I learned that I can take chances. I can get out of my comfort zone and do things that I'm not comfortable with. And
right.
I found that, heck, I do have that confidence. I can make hot sauce for a living. So they kind of work together. So I named my sauce line, Unique Destiny, in tribute to their concept that everyone has a unique destiny, a unique potential, and
sure.
You just have to find it.
Wow, that's man. You are the man. I tell you what, that is very cool. When did you actually start up the Dragon's Blood Elixirs the company? Was that because I met you? I think it was 2010. I think we
yeah.
met at Peppers on the Beach first. Yeah,
that was just about the first gig I did.
Nice.
I spent that winter before that show, trying to formulate some of the recipes that I'd made over the years. So that they could be recreated regularly.
Right.
I had a pretty good idea. I've always had a in the school, in the restaurant, we had a built-in audience. taste testers, guinea pigs, as you will. So I had a pretty good idea when I started what flavors were going to be popular, were going to be workable.
Okay.
So when we started that, you know, when we met, I only had four sauces at that time. And and it was like I was learning as we went along. You know, every gig, every day was something new, because I'm not a businessman, or I wasn't a businessman. I've had to learn.
Right. Right.
But it was just a great gig meeting you, meeting some of those other folks that were there, to find that yes, this is a very vibrant hot sauce community. There's a lot more going on than just what's going on in the grocery store.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, well, people, when they go to the grocery store, I think they're just thinking the big conglomerates, like, you know, Tabasco and Frank's, all the big boys like that. And a lot of people have never really, like, come out like that. The Bauer Show, as I mentioned before, that is a great venue to come out and just meet in a park, meet all of your manufacturers of some of the best stuff you're going to taste it on the hot and spicy side. The community holds itself together. Everybody's friends. I mean, you got to get a couple of douches, but everybody's friends, and everybody helps each other out. I think that's kind of what makes this kind of an industry a little bit on the unique side. But now I did have a question for you. Now we'd gone over this on the phone real quick. I thought that I love the name of the company. Myself being an avid player at Dungeons and Dragons. That's right, folks. I'm never growing up. But anyway, the whole dragon theme came from a very simple experience. Care to share that? I thought this was cool as hell.
Well, no, it was like karma. I made my first batch of hot sauce, and I found a rubber stamp in a tag sale of an Oriental fire breathing dragon.
Right.
And it's been my logo since the late 90s, mid 90s, when I made my first batch of hot sauce. The name came immediately. It came out of the blue, Dragon's Blood Elixir. That's going to be it. And even if there was no company at the time, I made several different labels for fundraisers, for giveaways, for Christmas and stuff like that. And the Dragon's Blood has always been the name. So when I started the business, that was the first sauce that I had to make.
That is cool. No, it's little things like that that really mean a lot. I mean, I guarantee you, most of the people here listening never heard that before, which I thought was really, really kind of neat. But I definitely want to discuss some of your products, though, because this half hour does go kind of quick. Now, you seem to have quite the diversified grouping. Perhaps you give us a little insight to your products, and we'll start with the first one, the Dragon's Blood Elixir. And this is basically the one, as you said, started it all. What is that sauce all about?
Okay, that's the everyday sauce. This is the sauce that I think should replace the thin red industrial sauces that you find in the grocery store. It's got more flavor, more character, more texture. I call it Sneaky Heat. It is my best seller. I call it the signature sauce. It's a fire-roasted salsa with an apple cider and a habanero backbeat. It's very approachable. It's absolutely a bright, bright, fresh flavor.
That's cool. That's cool. And this kind of thing tastes good on everything, because you said it's your signature sauce. It'll taste good on everything from cereal to oatmeal. I mean, it's that kind of a sauce. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe not oatmeal, but.
Well, you know, you can. There's no reason oatmeal has to be sweet. You know.
Absolutely. Well, I just learned to put horseradish into mashed potatoes. It tastes freaking awesome. But hey, we're gonna learn something new every day. Now you're talking about the Unique Destiny line, and there are four current members of that I found on your site. The first being the roasted garlic. What's that one all about?
Okay, that's very, very robust. That's the unsubtle garlic sauce. It is a fire roasted salsa base, but it's got 3 pounds of roasted garlic in each batch.
Nice.
People that tell me at the farmers markets that their favorite sauce is sriracha, this is the sauce that I push them to.
Right.
Give them a taste of it. It's local garlic. It's local peppers. No chemicals. It's just startlingly bright flavor.
That's neat.
So that's anything that you want to do for Italian cuisine, it pops up everything into a Fra Diavolo. You know,
absolutely.
You can eat this one just off the spoon.
That's cool. I'm actually thinking Osabuco, but that's just me. How about the Caribbean mustard?
Now
that's a little bit of a twist.
Now that's interesting, because one of the things that inspired me early on in my career was the Mohata Mobetta catalog. That came out of the blue, and I don't know how I got it. It came in the mail. And I bought, the first thing I bought was the Barbadian pineapple mustard sauce, and it's eluding me. The name is eluding me right now. It came in a square, looked like a half pint bottle. Really, really cool. It says, stand up straight, don't mumble. Was in, but in any case, it was a Caribbean mustard sauce that I enjoyed very much, and I felt I wanted to recreate it because the first three sauces that I made were based on the fire roasted salsa, and I didn't want to get typecast. So this is a great sauce for chicken, for pork, for vegetables. I sell a lot of it down on the seashore for scallops.
Sure.
It has the fresh habaneros in it. It has the dried habanero in the jerk pepper blend. So it's got a long lingering heat.
That's cool. That's neat. Now the next up seems a little bit more subtle. That would be the chipotle version of the Unique Destiny.
Okay, now that's a very strong smoke, very warm. I cook the peppers. It used to be Mexican peppers, but they're getting a little hard to get, so I'm buying Peruvian peppers. I cook them up in apple cider and let them sit overnight, and then I puree them. So the sauce itself is a very, very strong smoke, 40 to 42% chipotle solids in that sauce.
Wow.
And it's the one that I like to cook with. I do some work with the dried ghost pepper from India, which has a similar strong smoky flavor, but it's a little harsher, and it'll take over your dish very, very quickly. The warm chipotle, you can use as much as you want to, and it's not going to alarm anybody.
Okay, yeah. So basically the jalokia is a much hotter version of the chipotle, but it's basically the same type of sauce.
It is. They're both of them are the fire roasted salsa base. But the jalokia is an Indian pepper that they gather in the wild, and my understanding from the distributor is that each local area uses a different wood to smoke them. So it's very hard to tell.
Huh.
And then they combine it all together into one homogeneous product. So every shipment has the same flavor profile. But it is the dominant flavor, and there are people that love it. They just love it. But I prefer the fresh ghost pepper flavor in For Whom the Bell Tolls, which is my favorite sauce.
Oh yeah, well, you know, yeah, that's I was saving that one for last.
Okay, all right.
I like this one, the condiment from hell. It's a horseradish mustard combination. Those two just sound like they're neat. That just sounds like a neat product.
Yes, that came from the Hyde School. That was this is actually the cook in me rebelled when the kids were slathering their food with ketchup. It just made me crazy. I wanted to take the ketchup away from them. The school said, can't do that. So I made a condiment. My original plan, I called ketchup the condiment from hell. And I said, I'll make you something that has more character. So I made this stuff. The kids started calling it the condiment from hell because they could get away with that. All right. So it's very, very cocktail sauce-like with the horseradish, the mustard, the strong tomato background. But it give you a slight sniffle, no tears to the eye. It's great for burgers. I put it on my meatloaf. I put it in my meatloaf.
Cool.
Good for cookouts and stuff. And the thing about that, I saw the label that came to me in a dream. The fiery trident coming out of a cloud of flames, and I just had to make it. So
that's funny. Oh man. Now the next one up sounds interesting as well. The Dragon's Relish. Now what's that one all about?
Well, that's the companion zesty condiment to the condiment from hell, and it has the same chipotle horseradish background. And when I first made it, it was made with a local relish that was done by one of my fellow farmers market people. Which you meet the best people at the farmers market.
You most certainly
do. It proved that they couldn't make enough of it, so they had to start using commercial relish. But the stuff has got a nice crunch to it. My tagline there is "Metal not in the affairs of dragons, for you are crunchy and good with relish." I saw that as a bumper sticker, and I felt that was in the public domain, and I could appropriate it for my own uses.
I love it. Now the next one's got the nestle tongue twister to it. The Peter Piper's pickled pepper sauce.
Yeah,
okay,
that's also
I actually got that out in one line. I was, yeah. I'm proud of myself.
Okay. That's I call that one bright, fresh, and sassy. That's roasted garlic, tomatillos, and cilantro, which are all local products here in from my farmers market people, and the green peppers in there, primarily jalapeno and serrano, and some hatch style chilies that are grown here in Connecticut by my local 4-H kids. So every year they grow peppers for me, and we make hot sauce together a couple of times, a couple of different groups. And I look forward to this every time. There's an attention deficit when we're making sauce, but it's still fun.
Oh, but yeah, no, you're a man amongst men doing this kind of stuff. This is so awesome. Man, you're awesome. Now the one that I saved for the end, For Whom the Bell Tolls. Now, I was reading a bit about that one, and it seems your tagline there is 9 super hots.
Yes, that was the original. Now, the label has a picture that I took the first year of these beautiful, beautiful peppers. And the list of peppers that are in there has expanded.
Oh, God.
And they're probably closer to 15 peppers now. And they're not grown by one grower. I call these pepper mashes that I put together in the fall stone soup, because it's the contributions are there are dozens of people that grow peppers and bring me peppers at the farmers markets, and I put them all in this mash. So we could have this year we've got the Jalokia, the peach Jalokia, the chocolate Jalokia, the Maruga Scorpion, the Reaper,
right,
Andamajac from Haiti, the Fatalis, the Devil's Tongues, Bishop's Crowns.
Devil's Tongue, yep.
There are the seven pot Douglas from Jamaica and from Trinidad. So the list goes on and on. And there frequently I'm getting these peppers, and I recognize the shape, but I really don't know what they are. You know, I mean, they cross breed so quickly that there could actually be 25 different peppers in a pepper mash that I put together.
Wow.
There. Okay.
Wow. Now, when you say it's all super, I mean, is it edible, or is it just is it something you do? You do like put a drop into like a gallon of chili, or I mean, how would you use something? Is it crazy? Is it crazy hot?
Well, now it could be, but I'm a cook by trade, so for me the flavor component is the critical part, because I want you to use these as cooking sauces.
Right.
So,
right.
In a 4-gallon batch, there's a 1/2 gallon of these peppers.
Okay.
All right, so it's manageable. It's got a nice initial burn, residual heat because of all the different peppers. It'll catch you all over the tongue.
Yep.
I leave them I leave them very salsa-like, so they're chunks of pepper, and therefore the bottle of sauce gets hotter as you drink the liquid off the top. No matter how much you shake it up, you're still going to be getting the liquid. So you get down to the bottom, and you've got in fact a very very reputable sauce. Nice.
Okay. Well put. Now, you're reading your website is quite good. If anybody wants to go there, dragonsbloodelixirs.com. It really is they got some good reads on there. And in reading your website, I see some concoctions you're working on, like the coconut lime curry and sesame garlic teriyaki. I mean, these are really cool things. No wonder they call you the alchemist. I mean, do you have any new stuff that you're working on you'd like to let the world know about? Like that?
I do. They're all small batch, and I like to make a couple of new sauces a week when I can. Sometimes it's really difficult with the pressures of making enough sauce for all the markets. But when one runs out, I make something else. So this week I made an apple mango rhubarb. Nice texture, nice color. It's fruity. Now, a lot of people have second or third thoughts about a fruity sauce, but as a cooking sauce, it goes so well with chicken. It goes well with pork. It's a great topping sauce.
And then the rhubarb will kind of take away a little bit of the fruitiness too, wouldn't it?
Yes, it gets you a very nice balance, a tangy, sweet,
right,
hot. I strive for the sneaky heat, but a well-balanced sauce is very, very important to me.
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, the other one is a complete departure, and I traded for some hops, locally grown hops, and I dried them. I didn't know quite what I was going to do with them. I've been rolling those flavors around for a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
And I traded this last weekend for some blackberries. These things were the size of pullet eggs. I've never seen such big berries. So that was the hook. So I made a blackberry lime shandy.
Interesting.
It was a complete departure. The flavor is the prototype is ready. I've got it bottled. It's going with me to a couple of farmers markets this weekend, and we'll do some tasting. And I ask people to weigh in. What do you like it? Don't you like it? What do you think we should do with this? And then,
sure.
Depending on their response, then I'll take it to the next level of making a label for it when I make the next batch. So
well, very cool. Maybe I'll have to get a bottle from you. That sounds
okay.
I mean, I've never heard of hops being used in a hot sauce ever in my entire life.
Hey, it's interesting. The hops come through. They're there.
Yeah,
They're balanced. I used the malt extract, and the balance is nice.
That is really – you are an alchemist. This is freaking awesome. Now, we spoke a few days back. You said you prefer not doing the big shows, which I do find that commendable. I honestly do. And you, like myself, love doing the local farmers markets. I get a total kick out of it. Besides cost savings, what do you find is the biggest plus with these farmers markets?
Oh, I think it's got to be the immediate personal connection with the clients, with the customers, with the people that are tasting my stuff.
Right.
I get immediate feedback. I get the same families coming back week after week to try what's new, you know, because I want to be your family's hot sauce maker. You know, I say that if you've got 20 bottles in your refrigerator, it's not a problem. Honest, it's a benign addiction. It's good for you.
Okay. It's a benign addiction. I like that.
So for me, and also the other added bonus is that direct sales at the farmers market. I keep the lion's share of the cash.
If I
spend my efforts wholesaling, the wholesaler frequently makes more money than I do, or the people that put it on their shelf. That irks me.
Right.
Okay.
I do it all by hand. That's totally understandable.
If I can only make 100 cases a week, I'm better off selling it direct.
Absolutely. Now, how do you feel about the smaller shows? Like, did you do the Kempton Pepper Jam last May?
No. Here's what happens with that. I hear about things, but I commit to the farmers markets.
Gotcha.
And I want to be there. If people are looking for me, I want to be there. And sometimes means that I miss something. If a show runs over a weekend. A sunny weekend here in Connecticut, you know, I can sell 20 cases of sauce.
Right.
Whereas if I'm driving an hour, driving 2 hours, driving 5 hours, having to find a place to stay, missing
right.
that.
Yeah, totally understand.
You know, we've done.
That's the bottom line. Yeah.
We do some of those small shows. We met at the barbecue show in Summers.
I've been doing that for years. I love those guys.
I like to do that. And those, that's early enough in the season that I haven't committed to the farmer's market yet. So that's the kind of thing that works for me.
Yeah, because I think that's in early May, and the markets don't really start until early June, usually, around here at least. I don't know how they work up there. But there is one. I got to mention to you. It's only a one-day show, and it's in Pomona, New York, not too far from you. And that would be the Smoke and Fire Food Fest in Pomona.
Yes, I have that invitation on my desktop.
Okay.
We had
a ball at that last year. They put on a very good show for a first year show. It went extremely well. So you might want to think about doing that one. Now let's see what else we got here. Any besides markets? Are there any festivals or shows or fairs or like that you're doing, or do you stick right with the markets?
I stick with the markets. It works out to about and some small festivals and stuff like the Peppers gig, the barbecue. Barbecue
right.
cook-offs, stuff like that. I have once the markets start to slow down, I'm doing some fairs in Rhode Island, in Massachusetts, in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
I will check out the Pomona one, but I haven't committed to them yet. There's a big one in Hartford that runs every weekend, and I do have an associate. My niece is working with me, so I feel I feel like the mogul. I can send her. Go there, do
there
that.
You go.
You know.
There you go, yeah. That's,
okay.
that's what me and Maggie do. Sometimes we'll do two markets. She does one, I do the other one.
Yep.
Well, Doug, hey, there's the music. I think we got to wrap it up here. Like
okay.
I said, that half hour flies.
John, I had a great
again.
Time. Thank you, man.
And I think with your knowledge, I think I see a second show in the future. How about it?
All right, man. I'm up for it.
All right, cool. I'll give you a call
okay.
in a little bit.
Okay,
okay
John,
guys,
thank you.
Bye
now.
Not a problem at all. There's the music, guys. Time to wrap it up. I'd like to thank Douglas.
Do my thing. Rolling down the 15, full speed, splitting these lanes. I got the common vote thinking that I'm going insane. True outlaw, think I'm lying, just Google the name. Since 2006, me and Dirt Bubble rocking this outlaw shit.
Hey, everyone, a good night. Check out our stuff at DefConSauces.com. So until next week, where'd the music go? Until next week, Rebecca, bring forward yet another twisted, slightly unstable celebrity from the worlds of hot sauce, barbecue, and chili. Same bat time, same bat channel, and now throw the music. Jesus Christ. Have a good night, everybody.
Give me two shots, we don't need a radio, bring a jukebox, for my outlaw, bring me three shots, we can raise hell before the speed stops, for my outlaw, give me two shots, we don't need a radio, bring a jukebox, for my outlaw, bring me three shots, we can raise hell before the speed stops, I'm over 1% patches on the leather vest. And every outlaw biker that I met on the west, I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bump me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go, and some of those shows were with David Allen Coe. I'm at the motel sleeping, the truck stop. A different dive bar, drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. Hate three, knows me, and shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots, we don't need a radio, bring a jukebox, for my outlaws, bring me three shots, we can raise hell before the